Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiro says government will further discuss issue of NLTB Act with public leaders. Two-day fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly ongoing. MLA Gebiboti Sope calls upon state government to take corrective actions to address issue of National Highway 29 from Kohima to Mau. And Chief Minister Nipiro launches Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance Program. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiro said that the government will have further discussions on the issue of NLTB Act with the civil societies and public leaders. Delivering the concluding remarks on the discussion pertaining to the health hazards of spurious liquor today, Rio said, unregulated alcohol in the black market is often of poor quality and poses severe health risks, including poisoning and death. He said regulation will allow for strict quality measures, reducing the incidence of health complications associated with unsafe alcohol consumption. The Chief Minister also said, instead of pointing fingers at one another, it is time for all to come together and reason together collectively and resolutely address the problem and free the society from hazards of spurious and illicit liquor. Rio maintained that all should have an open mind and positively share views and inputs to make the community healthy and resilient. Advisor of Excise, Labour and Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Moa Doshi Lungoma, today said the NLTP Act 1989 was enforced with high expectation of bringing about a social change and a peaceful environment. He, however, lamented that the success of the NLTP Act has been widely deemed impaired due to many factors such as lack of awareness campaign on adverse effect of alcohol consumption, lack of providing alternative income to local brewers, and smuggling of supply due to porous border with Assam. He said this while initiating the discussion on the issue pertaining to health hazards of spurious liquor on the first day of the fifth session of the NLA. Highlighting the negative consequences of NLTP Act 1989, the advisor pointed out to illegal bootleggers and formation of syndicate suppliers. He noted that spurious and inferior quality of alcohol is causing serious health hazards, leading to untimely death of users. He added that hundreds of illegal liquor outlets in and around Dimapur and Kohima alone have flourished in the guise of cold drink shops, operating openly without fear of law enforcement and public outrage. He also said the prohibition has adversely affected the economy on sectors like tourism, hotels, industry, hospitality sector and horticulture. Taking these into account, Lungoma said a revisit of NLTP Act 1989 will be an important step and added that in an event of an amendment, the department should intensify the enforcement of NLTP Act 1989. The two-day fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly commenced today with NLS Speaker Sharingan Lungoma making obituary reference to the passing away of Mhal Humzoi, MC Konyak and Jedovi Sema, former members of the House. During the question hour, the members deliberated on various issues like BMAYG housing scheme, status of national highways, job reservation for Baikwa tribes, delimitation and census. The House also took up discussion on matters of urgent public importance pertaining to health hazards of spurious liquor. Raising the matter, Advisor Moa Doshi Lungoma, Minister Temjin Imnalong, and Advisor Dr. Kekrelole Yome expressed concern on the failure of the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act of 1989. The first day also witnessed introduction of several bills and laying of annual reports. Discussions are still underway. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. MLA Gebiboti Sope said it is time for the state government to review its agreement with the central government and take corrective actions to address the issue of National Highway 29 from Kohima to Mau. He said this during the question hour of the Assembly session today. He maintained that the road stretch continues to remain in a deplorable condition and has gone from bad to worse after being taken over by NHIDCL. Dudis Sope said the state government must be allowed, it must be involved in facilitating, monitoring and controlling the activities of the concerned agencies rather than allowing them to operate with unchecked authority granted by the central government. He said NH29, now NH2A1, is the first national highway in Nagaland and is economically and strategically vital not only to Nagaland but also to Manipur, Myanmar and other neighbouring ASEAN countries. The MLA therefore viewed that if the land terrain does not permit the construction of a four-lane road, an alternative two-lane parallel road up to Mau Gate should be proposed for consideration to fulfil the commitments of the ACTIS policy. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in charge of BWD National Highways, T.R. Zeliang, said the Technical Fact-Finding Committee on the National Highway 29, now NH2A1, from Lire to Mau Gate, is yet to submit its observations or recommendations. In a reply to a starred question on the first day of the Assembly session today, Zeliang said, in accordance with the terms of reference, documents relating to the ongoing project have been sought from NHIDCL. He said directions from competent authority for providing such documents to the committee have been received by the office on 14th of August. Zeliang added that relevant details have been sought on 16th of August from appropriate agency involved in the project implementation and supervision. He further informed that details will be forwarded to the Technical Fact-Finding Committee once they are obtained after compilation. Zeliang also informed that a reconstruction of two-lane road at the road stretch is underway within existing right-of-way. Chief Minister Nipirio officially launched the Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance RAMP, a World Bank-supported central sector scheme of the Government of India. The key intervention of RAMP is to enhance MSME firm capabilities, promote make-in Nagaland products, enhancing access to finance and market, among others. Speaking at the event, Rio said, while his government has made significant stride in empowering youth and entrepreneurs, it is still faced with the challenge of unemployment among educated youths. In this, Rio said, the state must shift its focus towards nurturing economic growth of businesses, which will in turn generate jobs. He implored the legislators to prioritize support for entrepreneurs, saying this will reduce the heavy reliance on government jobs. He said economic progress in Nagaland can only be achieved by creating businesses and establishing a circular flow of income both within and beyond the state. Noting that businesses in Nagaland have predominantly centered around trade and retail, Rio expressed happiness at the gradual shift towards manufacturing and industrialization. However, he said there are still many in the unorganized sector. It is crucial that these businesses are formalized and incorporated into the mainstream economy so that they can avail the benefits of various schemes and grants, he added. Rio expressed confidence that with the support provided through central schemes such as RAMP, PM Vishwakarma and UNNATI, Nagaland will be well positioned to make meaningful contributions to the country's economy. Rio further exuded optimism that the RAMP program will inspire both public sector and entrepreneurs to take bold steps to advance progress and prosperity of the state. And now it's when the news, here are the headlines again. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio says government will further discuss the issue of NLTP Act with public leaders. Today, fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, ongoing. MLA Gevipoti Sope calls upon state government to take corrective actions to address issue of National Highway 29 from Kohima to Mau. And Chief Minister Nipirio launches Raising and Accelerating MSME Performance Program. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.